Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Wart Warning. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said, "At the instigation of his wife, Abraham adopted means that were not justifiable in order that he might obtain the promised heir." See Genesis chapter 16. He used means that may not be so vicious to him as they would be in men of modern times, but that were suggested by an unbelieving policy and were fraught with evil. He takes Hagar to wife. He could not leave it to God to give him the promised seed. He could not leave it with God to fulfill his promise in his own time, and justifies himself in turning aside from the narrow path of faith to accomplish, by doubtful means, the end that God himself had promised and undertaken to accomplish. How shorn of splendor is Abraham seen when we read, "And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarah," Genesis chapter 16, verse 2. That business of Hagar is to the patriarch's deep discredit and reflects no honor at all upon either him or his faith. Look at the consequences of his unbelieving. Misery soon followed. Hagar despises her mistress. Sarah throws all the blame on her husband. The poor bondwoman is so harshly dealt with that she flees from the household. One marvels that such a man as Abraham allowed one who had been brought into such a relationship with him to be heedlessly chased from his house while in a condition requiring care and kindness. We admire the truthfulness of the Holy Spirit, that he has been pleased to record the faults of the saints without extenuating them. Biographies of good men in Scripture are written with unflinching integrity, their evil recorded as well as their good. These faults are not written that we may say, "Abraham did so and so, therefore we may do it." No, brothers and sisters, the lives of these good men are warnings to us as well as examples, and we are to judge them as we should judge ourselves, by the laws of right and wrong. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, Consecration to God. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I also look at the faults that we see in God's leaders. In looking at David's adulterous affair with Bathsheba, Elijah's slide into depression, and Peter's denial of Jesus, I see something similar. They were alone. David stayed in Jerusalem while his army went to fight. Elijah left his servant behind and went into the wilderness alone, and Peter was separated from his fellow disciples. Just like with Abraham, all of these other men were brought back into close fellowship with God, but all of these men now have a wart on their biography. God designed us to be in relationship with others. His statement to Adam in some of the earliest words of the Bible, "It is not good for you to be alone," are words for us still today. As I mentioned earlier in my book, you will not find the word saints in the singular in the New Testament. Instead, you will find such phrases as one another, each other, and all together prominently displayed throughout the New Testament church. Let me say it again. God designed us to be in relationship with others. If you want to go far in your shepherding, you cannot try to go alone. Let's be forewarned by these examples. Stay close to God, but also stay close to godly friends that will help you in the hard times. Don't let a wart blemish your record.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.